Chapter 10, Visions of Angels at Work. In this chapter, I want to tell you about my visions of angels at work. I want you to understand some of the beautiful things God has shown me. I want to give you some joy and delight in knowing what awaits you as you are working for the Lord. At the start of these experiences, Lord Jesus Christ appeared in a glistening white robe, full of light and power. Jesus seemed to me about 6 feet tall. His beard always appeared as if it had been neatly trimmed. His thick hair rested lightly on his shoulders. His beautiful eyes were piercing. The portrait of Christ is the closest way I saw him in my vision, shows him on the Wailing Wall, praying over the Jews in Israel. Jesus Christ has so much love and compassion for us, as the artist portrayed in that portrait, that he will go to great lengths to show a person hell and heaven and things to come. When I was in heaven, I saw chariots of fire with angels driving the chariots. They were very large vehicles, and I marveled at their splendor. At the times of these visions, I was ministering in a particular church service. I had been in deep prayer and meditation. At church that night, I saw angels everywhere. They had golden swords in their hands. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said to me in a very clear way, "Child, when prayer time comes for the people, I want to heal certain physical problems. I want this to be a sign in your ministry that the testimony of hell is true. I've given my word that I will give signs and wonders and work miracles as the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ is preached." I became so excited. In my spirit, I saw an angel with a large book writing down the things as I preached. It seemed as if the ceiling opened and I could see a vision of the throne of God. Angels were rejoicing and praising God. When it was time for the altar call, I saw angels going among the congregation, nudging people to go to the altar and give their hearts to the Lord. When I saw the angels touching the hearts of individuals, the blackest sins began to churn up and out of their hearts as they knelt and prayed to God. Oh, it was beautiful. In my spirit, I could see the chains were wrapped around these people. As people received forgiveness, angels seemed to break the bondage, to shatter the chains, to cast them off. The bands broke as people began to raise their hands and confess their sins to the Lord. Cries and shouts went up everywhere from souls who had been delivered. It was wonderful. In many of my services all over the world, God provided great miracles like these, and wonderful deliverances began to happen. I know that the angels are at work, helping me with the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.